Election Day results are in, and we take a look at some of them this morning. In Pennsylvania, all three Supreme Court justices who ran as Democrats in 2015 won their retention elections. Tom Reese of WESA reports.
The Associated Press called the race for Justices Kevin Dougherty, David Wecht, and Christine Donahue around 10 p.m. Tuesday. It was an expected outcome for a rarely opposed election. Partisan mailers had targeted the justices for their rulings on congressional maps and pandemic-era restrictions, but voters overwhelmingly chose to retain them for another 10-year term. I'm Tom Reese in Harrisburg.
Pennsylvania voters elevated Democrats to the two other appeals courts. Judge Stella Tsai won the open seat for the Commonwealth Court. She reflected on her upbringing.
I, child of immigrants who came from a country that was ruled by a repressive regime, they imposed martial law until 1987, and because of that, a lot of my life spent devoted to the issue of voting rights and free and fair elections and making sure that people have the opportunity to participate in this democracy.
Democrats won the open seats on Philadelphia's courts, and all of the municipal judges who ran for retention kept their seats as well. In New Jersey, Democratic Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill will be the next New Jersey governor. She defeated Republican Jack Cittarelli, who was seeking the office for the third time. WHYY's Kenneth Burns was at Cittarelli's election party last evening in Somerset County when the former assemblyman conceded.
Cittarelli told supporters that he is proud of the race he ran, visiting all 564 municipalities and more than 600 diners across the Garden State.
I hit two more today. I've had more BLTs and onion soups over the past 18 months than anybody on record.
Cittarelli says his loss does not mean he was unsuccessful at raising important issues, issues like affordability and criminal justice.
It is my hope that Mikey Sherrill has heard us in terms of what we need to do to make New Jersey that place where everybody can once again feel they can achieve their American dream.
Cittarelli says he isn't planning on retiring to Florida, but he is going to take some time to reflect on what he could have done differently. From Bridgewater, New Jersey, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.
Larry Krasner was elected to another four-year term as Philadelphia's district attorney after defeating Judge Pat Dugan for the second time this year. Dugan switched parties to run in both the primary and the general election. Krasner did not have a victory celebration, citing a family emergency yesterday. In sports, it was the Bulls over the 76ers, 113-111 last night. The Sixers visit the Cavs tonight. The Flyers beat the Canadiens last evening, 5-4 in a shootout. And the Philadelphia forecast goes like this. It's 51 degrees and sunny right now. We're going to have some sunny to partly cloudy skies, a high of 68 with a wind 10 to 20 miles per hour.